Okay, Rabotai, how are you?
Email.
Which one?
I thought you were going
to... Your email is...
Let me give just a two-minute introduction. We're talking about feeding animals. And the obligation to feed your animal before you eat. And I gave a shiur on this topic 2 years ago, almost to the day. I'll just read to you quickly the description of that shiur that I gave 2 years ago, and then I'll explain what I want to do today. Number one, we ask the following question: why does the Torah require me to feed my animals before I eat myself? Is it a Doraisa? Is it a Torah requirement or only a Darabanan requirement? Does it apply to all animals? Does it apply to birds? Does it apply to someone else's animal, only my own animal? What comes first, feeding my family or feeding my animals? Am I allowed to interrupt after I made a brach on food and I didn't even take a bite yet? And now I've reminded myself that I didn't feed my animals. Is that called a hefsek? Does the halacha require me to feed my animal before I drink liquids or only before I eat solids? Is a person allowed to drink, therefore, before he takes care of his animals, which seems to be the case of Rivka and Eliezer, because she gave Eliezer to drink before she gave the animals to drink? And then what about an achilas arai? Let's say I'm not willing right now to sit down and eat an achilas keva, a suda. Am I enjoined from starting even an achilas arai before I feed my animal? And is this concept of feeding your animal first related to tzar bali chayim, or it's a separate independent obligation? Those are some of the topics that we covered just 2 years ago, almost to the date. And we pointed out that there are many, many controversies in the poskim about all the issues that we mentioned. The sugi itself is in Brachos on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and there Rav allows you to be mafsik after you made a bracha to say Gvil Tutori, feed my animals. And it seems like that's not a hefsek, because since you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals, so that's litzorech achil. And some of the issues that come up are in the Taz. The Taz, which I'll read to you here, which is in Siman Reish Dalid, the Taz writes that, according to the Beis Yosef, we're dealing with a case of te'ima, an isa te'ima. You're not allowed to even taste something before you feed your animals. The Taz disagrees. The whole derivation of the Gemara Brachos is based on the fact that it says first in the Pasuk, Leman, what does it say there? V'nasati Esev Levemtecha, etc. And then it says, V'achalto V'savato V'rachto. So you see that you have to give to your animal first. God gave to the animals first, and then you can eat an achila sheyesh ba svir. So the Taz of the opinion that the only iser is an achila sheyesh ba svir. As far as whether or not this iser is doraisa derabanan, we quoted the bir aloch, and the nafkamina would be whether or not you're obligated to be mafsik after you made birchas hamotzi, before you had a te'ima, in order to make sure that your animals get fed. And the Magen Avraham goes into this whole discussion about the machlokes, whether or not it applies to shtia or only applies to achila. Fine. So that's what we discussed at great length 2 years ago. What I want to discuss with you today is Parshas Noach. Noach is not only famous for feeding the animals, you know, he had to take into the teva all the food in order to sustain the animals for 12 months in the teva. But moreover, it seems that Chazal put the emphasis on Noach's salvation, the fact that Noach was chosen, and Noach Matzachin b'Enei Hashem was a result of his Avas Habrios. And Chazal, in different statements and in different formulations, speak about the Mesiris Nefesh of Noach to make sure that the animals are fed. One Medrash says that the animals would need to be eaten, different animals, different species at different times, both during the day and the night, and therefore Noach lotam te'ima shalshena, he didn't even taste sleep, he couldn't sleep because he had to make sure that he fed the animals. There's another statement in the Gemara that says that Noach was a little bit late on one occasion to feed the lion, and the lion bit him, and he was maimed. There's another statement in Chazal that he basically, during the 12 months, he was so toreach in his care for the animals that he spitted forth blood, and his whole body was weak. All this has to, and the one who discusses this at great length is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the great Rosh Shiva the Mir, in his Sichot Musar. He has more than one lecture in Musar about this love of Noach for the animals and so forth and so on. Now that's just the background to what I want to discuss with you today. What I want to talk about today is a pasuk in Parshas Noach that would seem at the surface of it to be totally antithetical to everything that we've said. And the pasuk says, I'll just read it to you. It says that when Hashem tells Noah to gather together the food and bring it into the teva, it says, "V'haya lecha v'lahem li'achla." Notice the sequence: lecha, which means for you, human beings, and then it says v'lahem, and for the animals, li'achla. And the question that the Mefarshim are bothered by is, why does it say lachem second? It should have said lachem, or I should have said lahem, I should be more precise, lahem ulecha. First feed them, and then feed yourself. But instead it says lecha v'lahem. The same thing appears in Parshas Bahar, in the context of Shvius. It says v'haysa Shabbos haaretz lachem li'achla, ulebehem techa lechol. Again, lachem liachla means man, human consumption comes first, and then behema, behem techa liachla comes second, giving you the impression that Adam comes before behema. And this is problematic because we've said until now, at least according to a whole school of poskim, that the din, that the behemah has to come first, is a requirement midoraisa. The Gemara derives it from psukim, and the Sefer Acharedim says it's v'ahalachta b'drachav, that we imitate God, because v'nasati esev b'sotcha levemtecha, first he gave the food and provided for the behemos, and only then v'ahalta, then he provides food for man, and man eats. Why is this pushed aside? And the one who raises this question, which if you happen to have seen my email, which I apologize, I sent out this morning here on our clock at 6 a.m., so it was, I guess it was 11 a.m., 11 p.m. on your clock. The one who addresses this is Rav Chanoch Henech Arazahan. And he wrote a book called Gan Rava over a century ago. It was published in a city that was ultimately destroyed as far as Jewish population is concerned, called Lodz. You may know people who came from Lodz. There's still a few around. And he wrote, in addition to the Gan Raveh, he wrote a super expansion, I guess you'd call it, almost like footnotes, in which he goes into greater detail. And that, let me just get out the page here. Okay, sure enough. Give me a second. Okay, I found it. And that's called the Divrei Chanoch. And the reason why he called him Divrei Chanoch is because his name was in fact Chanoch. So my goal for today is to see if we would agree with the publisher of the book, who says about its author that he was a charif and a baki b'chol chadrei Torah. That's what it says on the shar, on the front page of the book. And he goes on to describe him as a mechaber, mechukam, he's a Sinai, he's an Oker Harim, and you know, these are very high superlatives. I wonder if they're just hyperboles and exaggerations. But if you have it, you'll find it on pages 9 and 10. So I spent some time going through this on my own. In the meantime, I've forgotten quite a bit of what I did. This was already 2 days ago. So I'd like to therefore learn it together with you. The pasuk says as follows: V'atah kach lecha mikol machal asher yeochel v'asafta elecha v'haya lecha v'lahem li'ochla. Roy lasim lev. Let's pay attention to the sequence in the pasuk. Kevon sha'odom tzorch lahaktiv machol behem tol machol shalo. He has to feed his animals first. Kimo shalomnu chachamenu min ha'posuk v'nosati esev, etc., etc. V'akach v'achaltum savoto. So he is referring to the Gemara Brachos Daf Mem. Im kein lefi zeh hoyel olomar v'hoyel lachem u'lecha li'ochla. Or perhaps lahem ulecha. Kidei lirmos al adina nizkar, that you have to feed your animals first. Ukmochen, the same kasha applies back in Parshas Bereishis. Tichsiv vayomer lekim, hinei nasati lachem es kol esev mazriya zer, etc. Lachem yeli ochla ulechol chayas haaretz. Clearly, the sequence puts man first, and only second achilas behema. Now, in order to answer this question, he goes back to the roots. And that is, why is it that the Torah wants me to feed my animals first? He's not interested in the explanation of Tzar Bali Chaim. He's of the opinion, like those poskim, that even if the animals are not begging, you know, it's not dinner time for them, it's not that they're starving and they're suffering. Nevertheless, you have to be mocked in the animal. And he gives an explanation for this halacha, the requirement of feeding your animals first, based on the Al-Sheikh. And what does the Al-Sheikh say? Hatam laha diyaktim adam achilas behemto lachiloso. And here the Al-Sheikh quotes the very famous pyramid, as I call it, that all of the universe is divided up into four different levels, beginning with Domeim on the bottom, going up to Tzomeach, and from Tzomeach to Chai, and from Chai to Medaber, which is man. And the Al-Sheikh says the following: Kidei lahalos dalid chelkei ha'olam lishlemus Bahadraganachona Milamato Lamala. It means that man is put into the universe in order to upgrade the universe, in order to sanctify the universe. And the way we do that is by starting with the lowest level and we move our way up the ladder. That he calls Milamato Ulamala. And therefore he says, in order to reach this shlemus, in which man is channeling the universe for a higher purpose, we begin with domem, and then yala kocho el atzomeach. Again, the language here is a little bit ambiguous. I'm not sure what he means. Yale kochon. I guess there's a certain power that a man has, and he takes the domem and he uses it. And eventually, he takes the ground and he plants in the ground and he reaches the level of Tzomeach, and all this is done for the sake of honoring and glorifying God. And then again, HaTzomeach Yale Kocho El HaChai. L'chai here is a reference to the animal kingdom. Bilti Medaber, who doesn't is not endowed with the power of speech. So at this point, he feeds his animal. Okay, he's feeding his animal, and in that way, he's male the koch of the tzomeach to the koch of chai. The acher kach, now on the fourth level, yale koch habal chai, bilti medaber el ha'odem ha'medaber. In other words, now he's going to connect the animal kingdom with man. With that bridge, he reaches the highest level in which he's sanctified and uplifted the Baal Chai, the animals, bringing them up, as it were, to the level of Medaber. Lachen achilas Adam bachrona. When man eats, he's going to sanctify, number one, the domain, the ground that produced the Tzomeach, that was fed or given to the animals, and now he, man, feeds the animals, and now we're ready for that last stage. After the animals have already eaten, and you've sanctified the Tzomeach up to the level of Chai, now you can sanctify the Chai up to the level of Medaber when man eats. Now, he's not specifically referring to eating an animal. In fact, on the next line, he quotes Chachamenu Zal, De Adam Arishon Lo Huta Lo Basar Ba'achila. Man was not allowed to eat the flesh of an animal. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Bereishis, Lachem Yeliachla, that all Esav Hasadeh, meaning all the herbs and that which grows from the ground, the vegetation, all that is Lachem Yeliachla, but not the animals. V'chein gabi Noach. And the same thing applies to Noach until he leaves the Teva. Is mefurish b'krod lo huta lo basal v'achila. He's not allowed to eat meat of the animals. V'hashta, now, kevan de'odam v'noach neser lehem basal v'achila kein batel l'gabeyem tam hadarga shal achila nizkar liel. In other words, the logic and the process of hadraga outlined by the Alshich is only applicable after Adam comes out of the Teva. But from the time that man was created until Noach leaves the Teva, during that period of time, man cannot be maleh. He cannot elevate the level of the Chai to the Medaber because he's not allowed to eat of the animal flesh. So basically, according to this understanding, there are two premises here. Number one, the Alshich is based on Achila. In other words, there are four stages that culminate in Achilas Adam. Four preparatory machshirim, if you would call them that, that go in a logical order, sequentially from domain to tzomeach to chai into medaber, and all that makes sense. This is the second premise. Only after Noach leaves the teva and Hashem permits Noach to eat the animal flesh. So this sequence, this whole train that leads from domain through Tzomeach to Chai to Medaber is all Achila, and the Achila is going to set up this Hadraga in which man is able to elevate the universe to a Shlemus Hadraga Milamata Lamala. But if that be the case, then Hashta now, if we're talking about the command of Hashem to Noach before he enters the Teva, Kevan di Adam v'Noach Nesel and Basal Achilim came Batal Gabeim Tam Hadraga Shel Achila Nizka. We can no longer apply the reasoning of the Alshich to say that first the man has to eat, I'm sorry, first the animals have to eat, and then man could eat. Because what happens is that the animals eat, and that food becomes part of the structure, the physical body of the animal. Then man eats, he partakes of the body of the animal, and therefore he is male all those madrigas from domain to tzomer to chai, all the way up to medaber. But that only applies after Noah comes out of the teva. Then man is capable of being male all these kochos from domain through tzomer to the chai and up to medaber. However, as far as Noach's period of time going into the teva, that he says, there's no adrug over here. The whole logic of the alshit doesn't apply, and therefore lo digdeg etzlam sheachilenu la behema kodem lahem. The Torah is not careful, demanding that you feed your animal first and then eat the human consumption. There's no reason to press in that direction. Ki mi yochal v'yochush mayer chutz mehem keva de'ein tam b'dovar. Now it's very interesting that according to this presentation of Rav Chanoch Henoch, you get the impression that there was a historical period of time after which this principle went into effect. And even though you might ask, well, the halacha is l'dore doros, but the answer is that there's certain halachic changes that took place at different historical periods of time. So for example, up until the teva, Noach was enjoined from eating animal flesh. Now, the Torah says, you're mutter, you're allowed to eat, now meaning after you come out of the teva, you're allowed to eat animal flesh. Now, in his super commentary, which he himself authored, called the Divrei Chanoch, you'll see that he suggests an entirely different approach. What I'm a little bit perplexed about is that at this point, he writes, Amina af ana litaret zos, which literally means, I'm going to give it a shot at giving an answer. Well, he just presented his answer. So why is he saying, Afana, even I, the humble me, will try to answer this question? Maybe what he means to say is that he no longer needs the Alshich. And he writes the following. He says, whether or not this Iser to eat before you feed your animal is Doraisa, and that Shita he attributes to the Shut Maram, which is quoted by the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, and the Taz also assumes so, again, even though the Taz is talking about a case of an Achilas Keva, he says that now the question is very pressing, because how could it be that the Torah says Lecha and then Lahem, instead of saying Lahem first and then Lecha. El Afilu, even if I go with the other opinion, which he says is the opinion of the Shvus Yaakov, that the whole Iser is only Derabbanan, but nevertheless the Rambam writes, and the Sefer HaRedim as well, that it's a Midas Chasidus. And if it's a Midas Chasidus V'darkei Chochma Shiyeh Adam Rachman, that this Midah is meant to encourage a person and train him in the attribute of compassion, then it's very strange. Why would the Torah say feed the human beings first and then feed the animals? He says, Chachomim arishonim hayu makdimim mazon habehemos v'ha'avodim l'sudas atman. In other words, the Rambam writes, and this I think we have here on one of the pages, maybe we'll get a chance to look for it later, that this is a Midas Chasidus that was implemented by the Chachamim Harishonim, the original Chachamim, and they would be sure to guarantee that they fed the animals first and only then would they eat themselves. And if that be the case, it's very odd that the Torah would say to Noach, feed the human beings first, and then and only then to feed the animals. What happened to the Midah of Rachmanus, the Rachma of Alkol Masov, we say in Ashrei? Why was that left out? So at this point, the author, Rav Chanoch Henoch, wants to introduce a Yisod from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And this appears in the Or HaChaim's commentary on Parshas Chukas. It says over there, in the aftermath of the death of Miriam, when the Be'erah Shel Miriam was no longer functioning, it says that you should go and speak to the stone, and then the water will come out of the stone. Vishkisa sa'eda v'es be'iram. You will give the Eda, the community of Israel, to drink, and then give the animals to drink. And once again, we're finding here, and this is already way after the parasha of Noach and the history of Noach, we're finding that Hashem is commanding that the human beings be fed or drunk first, and then only afterwards give the drink to the animals. Is gamkein lama hiskir tchila ha'eda v'achakach be'iram ha'kaimelon de'bemes be'amta kodemes li'adam. And again, keep in mind that this kasha is predicated on the assumption that even with regard to drinking, the animals have to drink first. There are other poskim who say that the achalta of the savata virachta, that is only with regard to the achila, there we say give the animals first. But if man needs to drink, that's a pressing need, we need hydration, we need to quench our thirst, then man comes first. So in the case of the May, of the Mayim Hamorim, there we certainly want to give man first. But there's a whole slew of poskim that are of the opinion that the Iser applies even to Shtia. And that's what the Magen Avraham wants to be vidayik from the Sefer HaRedim. Sefer HaRedim says, L'inyan Simon Adam Ubeima. He says that there may be a difference between Achila and Simon, and with regard to Achila, there, you know, the animals suffer from the lack of food, maybe even more than the human beings do, but when it comes to the lack of water, the human beings suffer even more. But the Chasam Sofer and the Kesav Sofer, they assume that even in Shtia you have to be makdim the animal. So if that be the case, why does Hashem say to Moshe, Vishkisa, S-R-A-W-S, B'iram? Oh. So he says the following. He says that the Sefer Hasidim says that as far as Shti is concerned, Yitnu li Adam t'chilo v'achakach l'behema. V'achas min araya shehevi. What was the proof of the Sefer Hasidim that drink, liquid, is different than solids? And the Magen Avraham quotes this. But he says, Ayin Shom Beposki, because who dechein kaimel on linyan halacha, di'im sach li'achar birkas ha-motzi. He interrupted himself after he made the bracha on the lechem, and he said, "Tnu Michael lebehema, lo avi hefsek mishum di also lechel kodem shi'ten lebehemto v'avi tzorkei asu'uda." Now, lefi divrei sefer hachasidim in birech al ashtia v'sach, if after he made a bracha on shtia he says litain lishtos lebehema, then that would be a hefsek. Because according to the Sefer Hasidim, we don't apply this principle of achilas behema first in the case of shtia. Now again, so far, at the face of it, this has nothing to do with the question we asked on Noach. He says, v'chazus kashos ra'isi bozeh b'yad Ephraim, shetom miyod al divrei Sefer Hasidim, Dilainyan Shtiya Adam Kodem. Virayoso mi Rivka Shaomra Shisei Vigam Gmalecha Shkesh. Did Fe Havili Asuye Raya mi Memra Dirachmona Viparshas Kukas vi Kisha Vishkisa Es Ha'edav Es Be'iram. So why is it that when the Magen Avraham wants to prove this distinction between Achila and Shasia, he quotes the case of Rivka as his proof? Why not quote the pasuk of Ishkisa Esa Eidav Es Be'iram? Achein Bemes Mevur Blaheja B'Sefer Chasidim Shehevi Raim in a pasuk hazeh U'mechilas Kvodo Mevatel. Sorry, Mibal Yad HaFrayim Zal Lo Ra Beguf Sefer Chasidim V'Omar Ima Sefer Yoshev Machshavto Asher Chishev Lahakshos V'Lo Motzak Peda B'Mokom Lanuach V'Ata Elcha V'Ashuva L'Masha Amarnu L'Mal L'Taritz HaKushim In HaPsukim V'Hoya L'Cha V'Lahem Li'Ochla Al Pimash Kosu B'Sefer Yad HaFrayim Hatam di osa litom konim shiiten lebehemo, hu mishum de chol adam ein la hafsik atzmo lezakoi, shalafomim ein lo schus rak shaochel bischus habehemos kedisa bemedrish beuvdid Alexander. So the Medrash quotes an entire story with Alexander Mukdom, and the upshot of that story is that sometimes man is granted from the divine benevolence, he's granted food and sustenance because of the behemos. Ubachila shetzarach lemotar hashamayim liros pnei tevel tnuva. The Omer b'medrash she'ein hamotar yored ela b'schus habehemos. So in order for vegetation to grow, we need rain. And the rain comes because of the behemos. The behemos have to drink. Ulefima de muki bigmara hodvi asafta digonecha bein osim ritzono shel makom hachi ka'amar venasati esem besodcha levemtecha. Man is lost, he's forfeited his right to sustenance, but I would feed the animals because they haven't lost their rights. And you can already begin to think why this is not applicable in the case of Noach. He says, "B'schus se gam atah v'achalto v'savoto." In other words, you can eat only in the schus of the animals because you yourself have not justified your rights to eat. Lochein kevan she'b'schus habehema hu ochel is roy lahakdim es habehema tchila. According to this approach, which again is presented by the Sefer Yad Ephraim, the reason why we feed the animals first is because it's only in their schus, the animals' schus, that we human beings are able to eat. But Kan, in contrast, Gabi Noach, Sivki Hishkas Kol Basar as Darko Al Ha'aretz, and Kol Basar Chazal Se Afilu Behema Afilu Chayav Afilu Ofish Chisu as Darkom, and therefore. So it means no one really had the right to existence. And what saved the world? Well, the Torah testifies that Hashem says, Ki oscha ra'isi tzadik lefanai b'dor hazeh. That it's only in your zchus, not that you're the tzadik, that I saw you're a tzadik, therefore I will save this generation, I will not destroy the entire world. In came lefizel karchin tzorch lomar de gabi noach schusa dilehu dahanyale ubechai gav neshapar yeshoi v'roi lahaktim achilas atzmo lachilas abeima v'shapir nevel avahoy lecha v'lahem li'achla. So again, according to the logic of the Yad Ephraim, the reason why we feed the animals first is because sometimes man loses his right because of his sins. He loses his right to be satiated and to be provided with food. All this food is given in the schus of the animals. And the entire parasha that we saw about Nasati Esa B'Sodcha L'Vemtecha, that the animals came first, and Hashem promises that He'll feed the animals, and then only then V'Achal T'Savata, that's during a period of time of Ein Osim Ritzono Shel Makom, But in the case of Noach, he's osa ritzono shel makom. On the contrary, it's the animals that are enam osa ritzono shel makom, because it's shkis kol basar as dark ala oritz. Therefore, Adarab, we're going to switch around the order, and man is going to eat first, and only after that will the animals eat. Now, if you take a look, you'll see a paragraph that starts O Yomar. And he writes here that he has another possible answer to this question. Lutari Sakusha Nizkeliel, Hine Chachon Menuzal, Kailulon Klola, they gave us a principle, the Omram Deleka Midi Delo Remiza Betorah. Everything has some sort of a hint, an allusion in the Torah. V'yeshlomar, d'mishum hachi, nemar mitchila lecha, v'yachakach lahem, ramaz remezlo, remez yeshlo, leha de'isa v'mesetha sanhedrin, davkuf ches, d'ka'omar, d'omar le, shem ben noach le'eliezer, eved avram, tsar gadol hayolanu b'teva. So again, Shem is one of the sons of Noach, and he's in the Teva, and he's crashing to Eliezer, saying that we suffered a great deal in the Teva. Tzar gadol hayolanu b'teva, bria shadark al achila b'yom, achilenu b'yom, that it was impossible to feed all the animals at the same time. It wasn't such a thing as, you know, this is animal feeding time, but different animals would eat at different times. And Haizikasa, which is a certain type of an animal, a chaya, lohayodea, lohaviyoda, abba, ma'ochla. And my father Noah didn't know what to feed this animal, this chaya called Zikasa. Yomachad aviyosiv, vikapoli rimona. He was taking off the peel of a pomegranate, the nafal tola asa mine, and some sort of a worm fell out of this rimon, achla, and as a result, this animal ate the tolas. So from now on, Noach understood what he would feed this chaya that was called, what was its name again? Ziksa. Haremavur. De Noach Shohaya Beteva lo yodam zonase shel zikasa, ziksa, mahi. The Kaman. The kapoli rimona litzorach achilas atzmo v'nofal tolas v'ochlo oz roa maisev v'nisvadalo zol sachaya asher tochal toloim. Because of the episode that happened with the pomegranate, he began to understand, Noach, that the food and the sustenance of this zikasa is these worms. V'hi minha Amunim al Tolea. These are those who eat these bugs. Vahashti Shlom and Dizel Shinema Lo Vaya Lakha Vlahemli Akhla Bitchila Lakha Viachikahlohem is Tirmo Shal Yide Achilosa Shal Atzmo Yis Vadalo Achilosa Shal Hai Zikos Vlekamidi Lo Remiza Vidoras. So let's just summarize. There are now three different answers to the question as to why Noach eats first, and only then his behema comes later. The first answer is based on the Alshich, that this hadraga in which man will be able to eat the animal flesh doesn't apply until Noach leaves the teva. His second answer is that normally the animal has certain zchuyot, and that's why we feed the animal first. But in the case of ki hishkus kol basar, as dark al haaretz, the animals had no zchus, and therefore they don't deserve to demand to be first, you know, to be fed first. And finally, his last answer, based on the principle that leka midi delo remiza be'oraisa, that everything, every episode has to have a you know, again, we don't, the Gaon Mivilna supposedly was able to do this, to understand everything in history based on his analysis of the Torah and the Pesukim. So we can't do that, but we might find at least one indication about the nature of the Zikasa, this Chaya, which was baffling the mind of Noach, what to feed this animal. And the answer is, you eat first, and when you eat, somehow you're going to figure out what this Chaya has to eat. So when he ate the pomegranate, and the tolas fell from the pomegranate, and then the Zikos had a feast with this tolas, that's when he understood that the food for the tolas, I'm sorry, the food for the Zikosa is the tolas.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So let's assume, okay, I don't know what the halacha, I don't think says the reason why I feed the animals first, but let's say if you hold the reason of the hadraga, right?
Right.
So would that mean that a vegetarian doesn't have to feed his animals first? There's no hadraga by vegetarian?
Maybe it's a low plug, but you're right. Theoretically, if I'm not going to be eating meat, I don't know, but actually, a vegetarian's allowed to eat meat. I don't think it's what you call a neder or a kabbalas mitzvah gimel pa'amim. So it could be it's totally, if you found someone who alpidin would not allow to eat meat, then his status would be exactly the same as other Arishon and Noach before the Noach.
So let's say Elohim is punk or misses anything. I'm saying Elohim theoretically can't eat meat, so in that case he's no drug either.
Maybe you're right. Maybe an Onain would have allowed to eat before he feeds his animal because he's enjoined from eating meat. Maybe. You have to know exactly what the din of an Onain is. Like, for example, could be an Onain is allowed to eat basar, oaf, but not basar behema. I don't know. I don't know what the dinim are. You have to check it out. In any event, so far we have three different answers. And he writes the following. He says, that this depends upon a machlokas rishonim. Meaning, we're assuming that there's no hadraga until Noah comes out of the teva because he's enjoined from eating meat. That's not necessarily so. Tosis says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav in days that Noach was allowed to eat meat. Or the Marishan was allowed to eat meat. He wasn't allowed to kill an animal for the sake of its meat, but he was allowed to eat the flesh of an animal. He's not allowed to kill the animal. But if the animal dies, he's allowed to eat the flesh of the animal. And if that be the case, there still would be a hadraga even before Noah comes out of the table, if he's there. Okay, just one second. I lost my place. So we're looking at, just one second, the paragraph that starts Achen, right? And he says, Lefi Zegam Odom Vinoach Hayashaych Hadroga Nechona Milamata Lemal. Okay, so that knocks off one of our three answers.
I have one more question.
Yeah, just give me one second, David. I just want to make sure I'm oriented here as to what we wanted to do. Yeah, we're about to go on to page 10, but there's one last thing on page 9, and then the floor is yours, David. Just one second. Mishum dohadin emar v'ayilach lechamim hainu al meshach zman shayibadim. And came may I low boss like he was my low hickness at him. Oh, just one last point, David. He wants to resurrect from the dead this answer based on the Al Sheikh about Hadraga, and he wants to say that when Noah goes into the Teva, he's not allowed to eat any flesh. Why? Because the idea of the teva is to keep alive all zachar nekevam. You call minu min lachayos minu behemos hatahoros and self and so. So he says that the purpose of keeping alive all these animals was to bring them or amongst them for karbon after he leaves the teva, And therefore he says that these are the last few words on page 9. He says, Hare gam legabi Noach, entering into the table, lo yashayach shum hadragos achila kol zman yoso b'teva v'yosi shapir. So again, I'm not exactly sure what this means. You know, miraculously it could be that the animals, you know, all stayed alive and none of them dropped dead during the 12 months. I don't know. But assuming theoretically that an animal, I don't know where they buried him, but if the animal died during the 12-month period, then Noach would be allowed, according to Tosfos Sanhedrin, would be allowed to eat its meat. So there would be theoretically a hadraga, but it could be as a result of the nest there was no hadraga. Yeah, David, the floor is yours. Yeah.
Okay, so earlier it said that one of the reasons why there's no preference for animals is because Gehishas, Darkness, Kabasar, Al Arts.
Right.
They all, right, so that sounds like you're saying that animals have Bechira and they, you know, amazing crossbreeding and stuff like that. So where do you see that animals have Bechira?
Right. That's an excellent question. I don't know if I can answer that question. I can just tell you that it does say in the pasuk, "Yishkis kol basar," Chazal saving the animals. Now, the truth is that if you would ask me about the nachash, the nachash had a power of speech even, and it certainly says nachash arum mikol chayis haaret. So I don't know exactly at the time of the mabul what was the, you know, what was the koach, what was the status of the animals, and did they have in some sense a koach habechira? I'm not sure how that works. You know, there's a Ramban, wild Ramban. The Ramban says that why do we kill the shara niskal?
Okay, there's two reasons.
Well, so first he suggests because it's a punishment for the owner of the shara. But then he quotes a Gemara Bava Kamma that says even a Shor Shel Hefker has to be put to death. And in that context, the Ramban seems to assume, again, I don't have the Lashon Ramban in front of me, but it's in Breishis, that the animal does have some sort of, call it quasi freedom of choice. I don't know exactly what it is, what it isn't, but there's something there. Alright, now I want you to turn to page 10. And I want to show you that this Rav Chanoch Henoch is not finished. Because you remember that we saw that human consumption in the Torah comes first in Parshas Noach. And even back in Parshas Bereishis. But not only that, in the Parsha of Bahar of Shvius, look what it says. V'hoysa Shabbos Haaretz Lachem Li'achla. And then after it says lachem liachla, it says in the next pasuk, lubehem tchol lachai shevrat secha tia kol tfus cholech tfus olecha. So he says the following, yesh lahakshos al masha omru chazal. Again, the Gemara Brachos Daf Mem that we mentioned. The also liodam lechol korim shite lubehem and kain lomak sivkan lecha v'acher kach ulubehem tcha mashma odam tchila. So he suggests the following: Yesh l'taritz al pi mashakosav b'sefer Rav Tuv shem yesh la behema esev miyuchad lemachlo uli adam machol miyuchad lo ozai ha behema kodem es mashenkin ibnosel behemi machol adam hu kodem. So this sefer called the Rav Tuv wants to say the following: there's certain food which is animal food, let's call it fodder, and then there's food for human beings. In such a case, first feed the animal its food, and then the animal, and then the human beings. But if you have food which can be eaten by human beings and also by animals, then in such a case, that food is to be fed to the human beings first. Oh, now, based on this Rav Tuv, he wants to meticulously read the Rambam in Shvius. The Rambam says the following. Im kein, hare kosav Rambam beperek heim ilcha shmita, peros hamiyuchadim lamachal adam. So you have fruits that are designated for human consumption. Ein machilin osam libehema. You don't feed them to an animal. So you have peros that have the sanctity of Kedusha Shvius, and they're fit for human consumption. You're not allowed to feed it to the behema. Holcha be'ema me'leha l'tachas ha'te'eno vi'ochlo. So the animal on its own volition went to start eating figs, which are Michael Adam. Ein lechayvin oso lachzira. In such a case, he doesn't have to schlep the animal back, you know, take it out of the orchard, the fig orchard. Shenema ubehemtcho lechay shebar tzecha tia kol tvuaso lecho. So again, there are situations in which, despite the Kedusha Shvius, you can allow the animal to eat Shvius. If the animal eats those peiros hamiuchadim le'adam on their own volition, if the animals ate on their own volition. And that the Rambam allows you to do. What does this have to do with our kasha? He says, "Imkein mayri aposuk bebehemo cheles mimaychal adam." Right? What is the Torah describing here? It's describing a case of food, and it's saying that take this food and feed it to an adam. Why? Because in Kedusha Shvius, the halacha requires that anything that's royal achilas adam, miyuchad adam, you have to feed an adam. In Cain, Myri Apostle the Behema Ocheles ni Michael Adam. So why is this Behema eating over here? I mean, after all, you're not allowed to feed the animal that which is suitable for human consumption. The answer is that the animal ate on its own volition. The Shapir, then it makes sense. Lekayim, is that word Lekayim? I can't make it out. Hakosuv Lachem. So lachem liochla comes first. When you're feeding peirosh shvius, feed it to a human being first, and then if the animal on its own volition grabs onto the food, you can let the animal eat that food. So again, this is a beautiful example of the Rav Tuv, because the Rav Tuv was of the opinion that if the animal has its food that's designated for animal consumption and the human being has its human consumption food, then we feed the animal first. But if you have an overlap and this food could be certainly is suitable for human consumption, then the human being comes first. And that's going to be the case of Shvius, because in the case of Shvius, when you have machal adam, that's miyuchad li adam, then we give it to the human being first. You'll ask me, so why is the animal eating it here? That's the Rambam. That the Rambam says that if the animal went ahead and v'hoisa habeimo cheles me eleo, then ein machzirinosa ein machayvinosa lachzira. So I was pretty impressed with this. But then I got even more impressed when I look in the Divrei Chanoch. And again, he starts with the same introduction. Amarti, achave daiti, af ani, b'inyan hazeh, l'taritz hakusha, hazos, b'yofen ach. He's like talking to himself in third person. He says, ayin li el b'parshas noach. And Parshas Noach says, v'ata kach lecha, and then it says, lachem. And Shom, over there in the Sefer Gan Rava, hey Vesi Harbe Psukim, Harbe Poskim, the Sov the Hodi Osa Lechel Mikodim Shemachel Bemtu Isudo Raisa, Verachti Bozer, he says, I gave a whole long three part answer to this question, the Kachenu Misham, and take it from there. Kideli Yashev Hakusha Mikan. He says that all those answers could apply here. Let's see how they can apply here. He says, "Nirali al pima shekosav ha'alshich." Right, that the alshich says that the reason why you have to give the animal first is because of this hadraga that you go milamata ulamala. So you start with the domain, then you go to the tzomeach, and up to the chay, and then finally to the medaber. He says, "Hine." Tzuraf lazeh gam kein mashikos. Oh, I'm sorry, one second. I got yelling. Just one second. So, wait a second. According to the Alshich. So, therefore. Okay. So, I had this in the Hine Tzuraf lazeh gam kein mashikos of Archaim. But the TV says per Chossi. So God commands the blessing, and then on the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, there'll be enough food that grows to feed for 3 years. You need 3 years because of the fact that you can't plant in the 7th year, so you won't have food for the 8th year, so you need that the 6th year have enough produce for the 6th year, the 7th year, the 8th year. The bracha zu eino bit someach, says the Aruch Chaim, it's not the pshat that the ground will produce a greater volume in the 3rd year. The ground is going to produce the exact same volume that it produces annually on any other year. Ella, but what is this bracha? The bracha is Shemavtiach Birchos Atfua. One second, it got erased here. Shemavtiach Birchos Atfua Kemach at surface. Oh, I see. He's talking about the case of the wife of Ovadia and the Shemen and the Kemach, that she felt satiated. Lachain digdei klomer vasisa es hatvua pirush habracha sheitzav Hashem teyasa ribui betvua kidei shetaspik legimol shonim hagam sha'aretz totzi tzimcha kimidei shana. I can lishono ator me atolafi divrei ha'orachayim shekosav di'oz b'shona b'shnas hashmita lotia brocha b'shas atzmicha rak nisrabu chitim ba'aliyo v'lakiach sholkef me'agoro l'tzorach achilo eina mafretzes parzo b'hakri v'achosa nishla me'atzmo k'mo shkosav orachayim b'atzmo parashas v'yishla v'chosav v'chiyesh li kol his ayim orachayim kan shehera Chero mokom l'mashikosav v'perishas v'yishla im kein l'fi ze gam kan gam b'shmita harei botel atam shel ha'alshich mishum adroker shel achilu k'nitzke l'malo shikidei le sheyale koach hatzomeach. Oh, beautiful. Wow, this is so sharp. He's saying that according to the Alshich, ultimately the Achilas HaOdom is meant to elevate the Domeh. Domeh means the Adama. But here, the Achila has nothing to do with the Adama, because the Peros HaShvius that he's eating, that's coming through a special bracha of HaKadosh Baruch on the Peros, but not on the Adama. That's what the Aruch Chaim says. Is therefore Rei Gama Balchaya Enenu Ochel Midora Tzomeach. The whole concept of, and the Chagadya, you know, the chain reaction of the Alshif depends upon the fact that the animal is eating from Tzomeach and from the domain. But that's not true, because here the animal is not eating from a Dovra Tzomeach, but rather mishefas habrocha elyona shenishtalcha batvua lochein lo digde kan sheyachil lebehema mikodem ki mi yochal v'yochush maher tof mimenu kevin she'ein tam v'dovar. In other words, the reason why the Torah here in Parshas Bahar was not careful to tell you feed the animals first is because this would not apply in the Alshich's frame of reference that the animal is eating from the tzomeach that comes from the domain, because that's not so. The bracha is in the tvua itself and not in the adoma. The adoma is going to produce exactly what it produces annually. So he has now two answers. For answer number one is based on the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and answer number two is based on the Alshich. But basically you can combine these two answers and say that since the idea of feeding the animals first is the hadraga concept, that doesn't apply in the case of Shvius. We saw in Noach, it doesn't apply until Noach is allowed to eat from the meat of the animal, which is only after he comes out of the teva. And that answer we saw again within the framework of the Alshich. And we also had the answer that Ki hishkas kol basar, that the Aruch Chaim says the reason why you have to feed the animals first, because sometimes we gain our sustenance and our food based on the merits of the animals. And here, in the case of the mabul, the animals had no merits, and you're next. I just want to finish up the Gan Rava, and also the answer that this was a remez that man should eat first, and then he'll figure out how to feed the animals in the case of Zikosa. Yeah. Dan?
So, from the beginning, I kept thinking of this. I have to feed my animals first, because they can't feed themselves. But when in all these examples, Hashem gives Noah, or Shemitah, gives food for sustenance. It's a question of existential question. There is not enough food. Food, of course, that the man will come first. There is no question about that. It's not a question of kedima here.
Wait a second. Are we talking about?
Wait a second,
Dan. Just let me get my head wrapped around this. Are we talking about Noach? Or are we talking about Bahar? Which one are we talking about?
Let's say Noach, for example.
Noach. Also, in the case of Noach.
Here is Hashem giving food.
Right, but in the case of Noah,
first of all, to suffice for Noah, and then for the animals. There is no question, no comparison.
No, but listen, Dan.
It doesn't even arise.
God controlled nature, and the miracle of God was that there was enough food to sustain the animals for a full year. That was guaranteed. Noah had to actually feed them. And if he should have fed them first before he feeds himself.
Even so, he needs koyach. I mean, it's not enough that he can't sleep, he must not eat. He needs koyach. He needs first to he has to eat in order to be able to do the other. So it's like Pashut Balabatisha.
Right.
There's no question.
But again, you're assuming that Noach was weak and he was hungry. Maybe I don't have to make that assumption. You know, if the Torah is looking for a way of teaching me halacha, and this is a very basic moral and ethical principle of the Torah that you have to feed your animals first, whether it's because the Tzar Bal Chaim comes before your Tzar, or whether it's because this hadraga, you know, madrega situation, then here's an excellent opportunity, you know, for the Torah to teach us that you should feed your animals first. And especially in the case of Noah.
There is a halacha before that, which is that the man comes first.
So that's what I'm telling you, that you're right, in a certain extreme situation, man will come first. We're not going to violate the law of Achai Bohem, and we're going to cause the death of a person because of an animal. But that's not the situation we're talking about. Keep in mind, Dan, that the reason why, and again, I would encourage you to listen to the shiur I gave 2 days ago, if you have the time for it. I gave a whole shiur based on Rav Chaim Shulevitz, and he proves it from Midrashim, that the whole greatness of Noach was the fact that he gave so much love to the animals. Meaning, if Noach was busy feeding himself because he was weak, then it's hard to say that we have to give so much credit to Noach. You know, you get the impression that Noach went out of his way because of what Rav Chaim Shulevitz calls a derech eretz that's kadma l'Torah. Kadma l'Torah means it goes even beyond. It goes beyond the rationale of man. In human rationale, there was no need to get so concerned with the animals. You know, worry about yourself. But Noach had a different ethical system, and in the ethical system of Noach, the animals have to come first. And therefore, we're wondering why in this whole setup, the Torah tells Noah to feed the human beings first. All the Torah had to do, say the same thing, but switch the order of the words. Okay, Rabosa, I guess unless you have another comment, I would stop here.
I missed where is the, from which pasuk are we learning that we feed the animals first?
Oh, so it says that Hashem says, "V'nasati Esev levemtecha," etc. I will give food for the animals, and then afterwards it says v'achalta v'savato berachta.
Okay.
So this is in Sefer Dvarim.
We learn it from there. from Noah, right in the beginning, maybe we learn Abraham. We learn that man comes first when there is not enough.
So the Gan Rava wants to say. He wants to say that Enochinami, if we understand why the Torah wants to put the animal first, we'll understand why it doesn't apply in the case of Noach. Either because in the case of Noach he had no heter to eat the meat, or because in the case of Noach there was no great respect that Noach had to give priority to the animal, and therefore the entire Yalfusa, this derivation of Halacha, which the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem derives from a parsha in Dvarim, that whole system in Dvarim Yud Aleph, it says, "V'nasati Esev v'sotcha l'memtecha v'yachalta v'savata." So the Torah in the Reish of the Pasuk says, "V'nasati Esev l'sotcha v'sotcha l'memtecha," and then the next two words in the Pasuk say, "V'yachalta v'savata." That whole Yalfusa and all the halacha that we derive from is not applicable in the case of Noach. It's not applicable also in the case
it's not one
of Shemitah. Now, wait a second, Dan. Let me ask you another question.
The first is not one of the Sheva Mitzvot Ben Noach.
Okay, that's an interesting question. Is a Ben Noach mitzvah on Midos, on Derech Eretz? You know, remind me to talk to you about that, because even though there are only seven mitzvahs Ben Noach, it does seem that there's a chiyuv, even in fact the Pasuk in Yechezkel seems to assume that the reason why Sdom was put to death and destroyed is because of Midos, not because they violated the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But that's a whole different discussion. Well, I just wanted to say something and now it popped out of my head. Let me just see if I could get it back in. If I can be Zochem in a Hefker on something that I dropped. What did I want to say? Oh yeah, that it seems, and again that's the shir I gave 2 days ago, that Noach was Mekayim many, many of the laws of the Torah even before they were given. We know this about the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Chiddush that we had just 2 days ago, today is what, Wednesday? Oh, so it was just yesterday then, I guess. It was Tuesday. That was that even Noach was Mekayim the Torah. And when Hashem says to Noach to separate the Behemos HaTmeos from the Behemos HaTaoros, you know, he takes seven from the Taurus and only one of each species, male and female, from the Tmeos, how did Noach know the difference between a Behemah Tahor and a Behemah Tmea? And Chazal say that Noach learned Torah. He was a student of Torah. So if he knew Parshas Shmini, then I would assume he knew Vayis Chanan as well, and therefore he knew the halacha, or Akev, wherever it is, and he knew the halacha that you have to feed your animals first, and it's very strange that the Torah would therefore command him. Now, in the case of Bahar, that's what I wanted to say, Bahar. In the case of Bahar, why would I feed myself Shemitah before I feed my animal? And once again, you're going to say then that I'm very, very hungry and I'm about to plots, or I don't have the energy to feed my animals, that's a little bit dochak. He wants to suggest that in Shviz, there's a whole new halacha here. That any food that I can eat, and the animal can eat, I have to eat it, and I'm not allowed to feed it to my animal. And that's why the Torah puts human consumption first in the post. I'll tell you the honest truth. The reason I was fascinated by this is, first of all, I'm not familiar with the Mechaber at all. And secondly, I thought it was a little bit of a chutzpah that they write about him in the fly page. What's it called? The shaar in English, the title page. They write about him that he's a baki b'chol chadrei Torah, and he's a Sinai v'yoker harim. And I never heard of the guy. And it reminds me, my father, Zichron Levrach, used to say about Europe. You know, my father came from Lithuania, and he used to say, which I never took it seriously. But my father used to always say that in every town, in every little town that you never even heard of, there were gdolei haposkim. And you know, like, come on, give it a break. You know, I know Rabbi Feinstein, you know, and then this one. What are you talking about? There were gdolei haposkim. He tells me about his grandfather, his my father's mother's father, that he. What fill in Yom of Lila, not Lila, but I'm saying the whole day. and he sat and learned and he taught, and he had letters back and forth to Reb Chaim Ozer. I wish I had one of those letters. I'd be a big shot. You know? So he has a gadol that I never heard of, and the man is very impressive. I mean, first his originality, but his yedius and the way he applies them. And it's a pasuk in Chumash here in Parshas Not that you could miss, and you won't even see the significance. All right, with that we'll yeah, David, you wanted to say something?
I have a saber at home.
You're kidding?
No, I'll tell you what happened. A number of years ago, I was using the story here. I went to Wednesday and I said, I want to buy something on Chumash. She says, here, take this. You're definitely going to enjoy it. And you get a money back guarantee if not.
Wow.
And he says a lot of interesting things. A lot of very...
Wow.
There's a liberatory kiddush a number of times based upon, not the very much, but the actual big, you know...
Wow. I never heard of the guy. I can't even pronounce his last name properly. The way it's written, his last name was Arazan. I never heard that name. And they tell you what town he's from, which I never heard of either. Zgirad. I'm not even pronouncing that right. And it was published in Ludz. In Ludz. Quite a few years ago. But thank God it's, you know, this copy comes from HebrewBooks.org. And a lot of the books are on HebrewBooks.org, which is the same, you know, he's the same author of the Olamot.net, Rav Tzvi Reisman. A lot of his library comes from Lubavitch, from O.L. Yosef Yitzchak Lubavitch. But I don't have the whole sefer, but I have access to the sefer through HebrewBooks.org. You have the original. I mean, it's probably worth, who knows?
No, I mean, it's probably a reprint of some kind, but I have, yeah.
No, it was reprinted.
Reprinted, yeah.
Maybe this is a reprint. This is from 1928. That's before the Nazis came into Lodz. Right. So, I'll tell you something else. Today in Shir, I gave a Shir today in Masech to Shabbos as my wand. I quoted a sefer called the Halachos Ktanos.
Yeah.
And his name was Reb Moshe Chagiz. I was reading it from the original, which is over 3 centuries old, which I'm to be the proud owner of. Oh, now, since I mentioned that,